This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The state's largest fire is now 60% contained. That's as the Lee Fire has burned more than 137,000 acres on the western slope. The nearby Elk Fire is now fully contained. More than 700 firefighters are still working to extinguish spot fires and contain the edges of the Lee Fire. A new fire in Derby has grown to 50 acres. Officials expect more hot and dry weather to fan those flames. Some pre-evacuation are in place, but the fire is not threatening any structures so far. The Crowshow Fire in Garfield, Rio Blanco, and Rout counties has grown to over 2,000 acres and is only 16% contained. Police and sheriff's deputies continue to search a state park in nearby areas this evening for a man they say stabbed a park ranger. CPR's Ben Marcus reports the assault happened this morning at Staunton State Park.
The male ranger's identity has not been released. State park officials say he suffered serious injuries but was doing well. The park is north of the Jefferson County town of Pine. The park was evacuated and is closed to the public while the search continues, including in areas with dense forest. Police warned the public that the suspect is considered dangerous. He was described as a white man in his early 30s wearing a gray shirt and blue jeans. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies now say the attack may have been targeted. The Air Canada airline worker strike has disrupted travel for hundreds of thousands of people, including at DIA. Now the company says it will gradually restart operations after an agreement was reached earlier today. This is CPR News.